People read and study the Bible in different ways. There are those who study, even commit to memory, as much of the entire Bible as they can, while others embrace the Torah, which those are the first five books of the Bible that were written by Moses. There are also those in between who study only the Old Testament while ignoring the New Testament. That ignores all the Old Testament prophecies that foretell what's to come in the New Testament and beyond. On the flip side of that, we have people who believe that the coming of Jesus eliminated the law of the Old Testament and therefore eliminated the need for the Old Testament. In fact, I've seen Bibles, usually those pocket-sized ones, which contain just the New Testament and maybe the book of Proverbs. So the question is, did the arrival of Jesus eliminate the need for the Old Testament? Jesus doesn't think so. How do I know this? Jesus proves it in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. That's where Satan tries to tempt Jesus to surrender and bow to him. Now, did Jesus respond? Let's review. Here's the exchange between Jesus and Satan. This is Matthew chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. Now, when the tempter, meaning Satan, came to him, Jesus, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." Jesus answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Now let's turn back into the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. "So he, God, humbled you, allowed you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that men shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord." Back to Matthew chapter 4, this time verses 6 and 7. Satan saying, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." And Jesus said to him, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Did you hear that there? Satan actually thought he caught Jesus there by quoting Psalm 91, but Jesus was ready with God's word from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 16. "You shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Massa." Returning to Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 through 10 now. "Again, the devil took him, Jesus, up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to Jesus, 'All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me.' Then Jesus said to him, 'Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve.'" That's Jesus replying with the words from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13. "You shall fear the Lord your God and serve him, and shall take oaths in his name." So just how interwoven are the Old and New Testaments? And try this one on for size. There are 60 references to the book of Deuteronomy alone in the New Testament. I have a Bible learning exercise for you to try. Read Deuteronomy and see how many of those New Testament references you can find. Point I want to make here today is that the entirety of the Word of God is holy and vital to your salvation. Nowhere, and I mean nowhere in the Bible, does it say some of the Word or that particular wisdom has expired. 1 John chapter 2, verse 5 directs us to keep his word in total. Reading here, "But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him." I didn't hear those words or some words in that verse, did you? And we find this in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25. "But the word of the Lord endures forever." Again, no expiration date. Let me close with these words of Jesus. Let's go to Matthew chapter 13, verse 19. Jesus speaking, "When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart."